Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic faces no immediate terror threat, the Prime Minister has said. The country's industrial output grew by nearly 13% in August, exceeding expectations. And one of Social Democrat ballot leaders in Prague will quit party positions over tax evasion on party donations. The Czech Republic faces no immediate terror threat, Prime Minister Petr Nečas said after Thursday's meeting of the government's Intelligence Council. Mr. Nečas said the preventive measures adopted after a recent warning issued by the US authorities were sufficient. After Washington warned European countries on Sunday of an increased risk of terrorist attacks, the Czech government heightened security checks at Prague's Ruzyně Airport and other international airports in the country. The authorities have also reinforced protection of government buildings, embassies and other sensitive institutions. The Czech Republic's industrial output grew by 12.9% in August year-on-year, according to government figures released on Thursday. Compared to July, industrial output grew by 5.3%. Analysts say August growth exceeded expectations due to revived demand from abroad in the automotive, metalworking and electronic sectors. The volume of new orders climbed by over 22% year-on-year, while orders from abroad rose by more than 20%. In related news, the country's foreign trade surplus in August dropped to 0.5 billion crowns. Exports increased by 23%, while imports by just over 30%. One of the Social Democrat ballot leaders in Prague, Miroslav Poš, will quit all party positions over tax evasion on his donation to the party. The Daily Hospodářské Noviny reported on Thursday that Mr. Poš, who is the deputy chair of the Prague Social Democrats, donated 300,000 crowns to the party, but split the sum to avoid taxation. The head of the Social Democrats in Prague, Petr Hulinský, said Mr. Poš breached party principles and will have to step down. Social Democrat leaders are yet to decide whether he will be allowed to remain on the ballot for the upcoming local elections. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Thursday his government would come up with measures to curb electricity price hikes caused by generous state support for solar power. As of January 2011, electricity prices in the Czech Republic are expected to increase by around 12% for households and 17% for companies. Mr. Nečas said that concrete steps should be announced next week. For his part, the head of the country's Energy Regulatory Authority, Josef Fischt, said on Thursday a new bill would introduce a price cap for energy from renewable sources. However, this would only apply to energy sources connected to the grid after the bill is passed. Prague City Gallery workers on Thursday began preparing the controversial relocation of the Slav Epic, a series of 20 large canvases by the Art Nouveau painter Alfons Mucha, from the town of Moravský Krumlov to the capital. Several dozen people protested the move. The preparations should take about 3 weeks. After that, the Slav Epic should be relocated to Prague, where it should be featured in a new exhibition. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The end of the week will be overcast with occasional rain and fog. Daytime highs should range between 11 and 60 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and that's the end of the news.